Universal Peace Day is an interfaith peace memorial gathering Christians, Buddhists, Jews, Muslim, Hindus, Shinto members, and others. Reverend Julia Christler recited the prayer of the Bird of Peace.
Peaks and valleys, sacred symmetry of tradition, folding, ever folding, from the sole of my fingers. Peaceful bird, vision of longevity, spread your wings up to fly your dance of peace.
Trinity School children presented the 1,000 origami cranes, which symbolize world peace. Messages from Hiroshima Mayor Akiba and Nagasaki Mayor Taue were read, stressing the role of civil society and the survivors, also known as Hibakusha, in helping to achieve the abolition of nuclear weapons.
In the company of Hibakusha, who, on this day, 65 years ago, were hurled into a hell beyond their most terrifying nightmares, yet somehow managed to survive. Together with the many souls that fell victim to unwarranted death, we greet this August 6th with re-energized determination that no one else should ever have to suffer such horror.
At 7:15 p.m., Reverend Kenjitsu Nakagaki marked the moment of the bombing with the ringing of the bell and the reciting of Buddhist sutras. Candles were lit and around 200 joined a silent peace walk down Riverside Drive, stopping at several war monuments. At the Church of St. Paul and St. Andrew, the religious leaders held a multi-faith service and testimonies from nuclear survivors were read. In attendance was Ambassador Anwarul Chaudhuri, former Undersecretary General of the United Nations.
The challenge ahead should be to reach out to every human mind, to rid them of the evils of intolerance and prejudice, ignorance and selfishness that compel them to repeat the cycle of violence. Peace cannot be imposed from outside. It must be realized from within.
There were presentations of traditional Japanese music and dance, and then Hiroshima bomb survivor and Hibakusha Koji Kobayashi spoke.
How many wars occurred, all of which we could have avoided? At the Obama speech, would avoid the destroying of our beautiful planet Earth, our world could be worthwhile to let us be good friends. Thank you.
At 8 p.m. this Sunday evening, Peter Yarrow from the 1960s folk music band Peter, Paul and Mary will perform at the Church of St. Paul and St. Andrew, and at 10:02 p.m. the bell will ring 65 years after the Nagasaki bombing. For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.